Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza seWashington DC.
Olamukela emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhlaka 6 Mfufu 2017 nguChris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Ngingeke nginike umnangagwa inkomiti ye-IEC. Umangalisa ngani? Mina ngingumkamongameli. Kumele sivumelane ukuthi kuyini okuzakwenzakala. Zwana umongameli ezatshiya isikhundla.
Kuphoselana aqatha phakathi kukamongameli unkosikazi Grace Mugabe lomunye wabasekeli bakamongameli umnumzana Emmerson Mnangagwa.
Ndakunzwa zwirinani pada nearly 2 weeks ago.
Sengingcono. Sengingcono kakhulu kulalokho ebengikho khona kumaviki amabili edluleyo.
Umkhokheli webandla le-MDCT umnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai yena oyelatshwayo umkhuhlane wemvukuzane kwele South Africa uthi usesizwa ngcono. Amabandla ezombusazwe akhuthaza abasekeli bawo loZulu emaphandleni ukuthi ayibhalisa ngobuningi ngolwesibili lapho kuqala khona okusemthethweni uhlelo lokubhalisa umuntu wonke. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa emsakazweni weStudio 7. Ingcwethi zezombusazwe zithi umsekeli kamongameli umnumzana Emmerson Mnangagwa usephelelwe ngumphako. Lokhu bakutsho ngemva kokuba umkamongameli unkosikazi Grace Mugabe ethuke Mnangagwa esithi ufuna isikhundla somkakhe ngendlela engayisiyo. UGibson Bebe usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo eseHarare.
Amazwi la uwatsho izolo ntambama emkhosini wokuvula kwebhanga lokuphathisa inhlelo zabasakhulayo ele Youth Empowerment Bank eHarare lapho athe uMnangagwa uqamba amanga ukuthi wafakelwa ichefu. Unkosikazi Mgabe uqhubeke ethuka uMnangagwa esithi uphakathi kwalabo abamethuselayo lemuli yakhe befuna ukugenqula umbuso womkakhe ngodlame.
Ngingeke nginike uMnangagwa inkomiti ye-IEC. Umangalisa ngani? Mina ngingumkamongameli. Kumele sivumelane ukuthi kuyini okuzakwenzakala. Zwana umongameli ezatshiya isikhundla. Kumele sivumelane njengebandla ukuthi ubani ozathatha isikhundla. Kakumelanga sibambelane imibhobho, hatshi. Siyethuselwa ebusuku lemini ukuthi nxa omunye umuntu engangenayo esikhundleni sizabulawa.
Ingcwethi zezombusazwe zithi amazwi kankosikazi Mgabe aveza ukuthi akusensuku zatshwala uMnangagwa esesembusweni zithi kusiyafika umhlangano omkhulu weZANU-PF ngompalakazi uyabe sixotshiwe ebandleni njengalokhu okwenzakala kunkosikazi Joyce Mujuru. Omunye walezi ngcwethi umnumzana Alfred Mapranga uthi lokho okwenzakala uMjuru kuzakwenzakala la kuMnangagwa ngoba kusobala ukuthi uMgabe usebenzisa umkakhe endaweni ezinje.
UMgabe usebenzisa ugesi ukuthi axoshe u-Emmerson lokho akwenzayo kunamjuru. Sikwenza kuyenzakala kule isikhathi esifitshane esilandelayo esinaleli ngoba nxa uMgabe yenza izinto zakhe uyaphonga ukuthi kulezi nsuku uyathumela umkhazayo ukuthi abe phandleni kwenzela ukuthi yena abe angani abaziclist kundaba zakhe sokuthi uyaziyenzayo.
Enye njalo yalezi ngcwethi umnumzana Rejoice Ngwenya uthi loba nje unkosikazi Mgabe engasafuni ukuthi uMnangagwa aqhubeke esesikhundleni uMgabe ngokwakhe akasoze amxotshe.
Kani phakathi kukaMugabe Mnangagwa ngoba imvelo vela khatshana angiboni ukuthi inkulumo zikaUgesi Mgabe zingaphambanisa ubuhlobo bakhona phakathi kukaMgabe loMnangagwa. Ngibona ngathi elakusasa elakhe lepolitika hhayi liyokhe liqinile kakhulu kuzame hlula uMgabe ukuthi axotshe Mnangagwa kuzalo phela.
ingcwethi zezombusazwe kanye lozulu jikelele bathi unkosikazi Mgabe ukhanya eselamandla ukwedlula iziphathamandla zonke zebandla le-ZANU-PF njalo kusobala ukuthi nguye ozakutsho ukuthi ngubani sibisibili ozathatha isikhundla somkakhe lapho esesuka kuleso sikhundla. Ukufuthelana okuphakathi kwebandla le-ZANU-PF kubangisana ukuthi ngubani ozakwelama uMgabe lapho esesuka kuleso sikhundla sokuphazamisa indlela uhulumende aqhuba ngayo umsebenzi ngoba iziphathamandla zebandla ziyizwe ezikahulumende zishona ziphoselana amazwi aqatha ngesikhathi kumele balungisise inhlupho ezibhekane lelizwe kwezomnotho osuguqe phansi ngamadolo inhlalakahle kaZulu nakunhlangothi zonke zempilo. Ngimele Studio 7 ngiseHarare nguGibson Bebe.
Siyabonga Bebe. Lokho sikudaba lunye. Umsekeli kamongameli uMnumzana Emmerson Mnangagwa uvela kude lomongameli Mgabe. UMnangagwa wayengumncedisi kamongameli Mgabe ngesikhathi sempi kaZibuse. Ingcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe uMnumzana Rejoice Ngwenya utshele iStudio 7 ukuthi kuza kuba nzima kakhulu ukuthi umongameli Mgabe axotshe uMnangagwa esikhundleni sakhe.
Ye, siyayisizwa mfowethu ukuthi kulesi phikiphiki nangapha phela eZimbabwe vele hayi abantu bakhuluma indaba yakhona ihlubhedu. Kodwa mina njengobona kwami kungaba liphutha elikhulu uMgabe ukuthi axotshe umngane wakhe uMnangagwa. Uyabe vele enesilindi bakithi, hayi lapho ngiyala.
Kungani usitsho njalo? Ngoba siyabona nanku waxotshe uJoyce Mjuru abantu bengathembanga ukuthi kungenzakala.
Ye, lelo liqiniso loMnangagwa awusoze ukulinganisa lo Mujuru. Okwesibili uzabona ukuthi uMnangagwa vele into zamabhizinisi, amabhizinisi amaningi eZANU-PF vele ngiyowakhula ewaphethe le parliament nje engathi kule sanda esithize phaya khonapho. Hathi ungazinadelile futhi okwehluleka ayikwenza ukhetho lwekhwekhwe uMgabe zama ukufaka nje ukunikeza izikhundla emganini. Konke lokhu wayekwenza ngenxa yokuthi ubungane bakhe lo baba lwana hatshi, hayi impande zakhona vele ngikhola vele lokukhanya lokwazi ukugabula ihlahla usezibona.
Kodwa-ke sike sabona egcekeni lendizamtshina Harare International Airport umongameli Mgabe vele eSouth Africa bekungakhanyi ukuthi ngabangane lapha ngoba bekukhanya befuthelene bobabili lanxa besingenzi ukuthi bathini.
Lelo liye liqiniso. Uyabona ukuthi ungazinanzelele indaba kakasikhurele yana ukuthi kwasikhure wayeshithi yena ngifuna ukuthi ngixotsha nginikezane izizathu esikhathi sakuhle ukuthi lingixothe yani. Ungazinanzelele futhi indaba kaMnangagwa akula nto ongayibamba nje eleqiniso engenza ukuthi uthi umntu lwanu lwecala yikuklabalala kukamamumi ithithi Mgabe ukhole. Kodwa phela ipolitics yasozithi asuze kwenzakali. Mina ngikhuluma kwami ngithithi mina hhayi uba Mgabe uyabe lisibindi kakhulu uzaxotshe ngoba siyabe sexotha imislins waxotha le masingo ukhetho lingambhayizi.
Alo-ke ngumnumzana Rejoice Ngwenya ingcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe bekhuluma ecingweni le-Studio 7 eseHarare. Umkhokheli webandla le-MDCT uMnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai yena oyelatshwa kwele South Africa uthi usesizwa ngcono kakhulu emzimbeni. UTsvangirai ubulawa ngumkhuhlane wemvukuzane njalo ugijinyiselwe kwabodokotela bakhe eSouth Africa ngenyanga edluleyo. Nanka amazwi akhe ekhuluma lomsakazo weStudio 7 lamhlanje.
Ndakuzwa zwiri nani. Padla ndiri 2 weeks ago.
Sengingcono. Sengingcono kakhulu kulalokho ebengikho khona kumaviki amabili edluleyo. Ngicabanga ukuthi sokulobubelo mpela kumpila kahle yami. Odokotela labo bathi kumele ngiphumule ngingaboyenza into ezichiyeneyo. Ngizwa ngcono kakhulu.
Lo lawo ke ngamazwi kaMnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai umkhokheli webandla le-MDCT ubekhuluma ecingweni le-Studio 7 eseSouth Africa. Amabandla ezombusazwe sekukhuthaze abasekeli bawo loZulu wemaphandleni ukuthi bayibhalisa ngobuningi babo ngolwesibili lapho okuqala khona uhlelo lokubhalisa umuntu wonke ozavota kukhetho lomnyaka ozayo. abenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo labo baqhuba umkhankaso munye. Untungameli Nkomo we Studio 7 uxoxe lommeli weBinga North edalele eParliamente umnumzana Prince Dubeko Sibanda olilunga lebandla leMDCT.
Ngikhuluma kanje nje iweekend yonke naleyi onkansela bethu kanye neziphathamandla zethu ezomhlangano ezikumawadi lakumavillages babhizi bakugrawundi bazisa abantu ukuthi kabathathe leli thuba elokuthi kube nomuntu umuntu wonke kakwanise ukuthi ebhalisa ukuvota. Ngikhuluma kanje nje sesilungiselele lokuthi i-polling station yethu enye leyinye ibe lomuntu oyedwa ngu-voter registration agent bayazafuna oyahlale bona ukuthi abantu ababhalisileyo abanelisileyo ukubhalisa ukuvota abangaki abangakwanisanga nabakwanisanga abakwangaki njalo ngesizathu bani ukwenzela ukuthi sihlale sile statistic sikwazi ukuthi kuyini okwenzakalayo kuground ukwenza ukuthi nxa kulalapho kungabe kufuna ukuthi kuthathwe amanyathelo okuthi kulungisiswe singenele masinya information yona leyo sikhangele ukuthi siyabe sithola ukuthi kuphela ngelanga lokuqalisa ukubhalisa ukuvota.
Ungazichasisela izakhamizi emhlonitsha ukuthi kuyini okumele zihambe lakho ukuze ziphumelele ekubhaliseni?
Okudingakalayo okwakhathesi kufunakala umuntu ehambe ephethe isithupha sakhe, i-valid passport. So lokho kuyisithupha esomphikitha womuntu, umuntu kuvumelekile ukuthi ehambe lakho khonokho esiyabhalisa ukuvota. Njalo kufunakala lokho abakuthi i-proof of residence, incwadi engabe ivela kusogugu kumbe umuntu angasho ezivalele yona kwampana-ke kulukuzeni ku-registration center yakhona ukuthi hhayi mina ngingozibani ngingumhlali wakuleyi ndawo ukwenzela ukuthi nxa bembhalisa ukuvota bebhale bekwazi ukuthi ngempela lo muntu ngumuntu ohlala kuleyo ndawo ebesebhaliswa-ke ukuvota. Esesikwenzile njalo-ke thina ukwenza ukuthi kungatholakala mhlawumbe kusiba lodubo lokuthi osobhuku bengasababhaleli izincwadi lezo. Sesizame ukuthi sibonisane ukuthi okhansela bethu bangathola njani izidindo zobu-commissioner of order lathi nje uma ama-MPs ukwenza ukuthi nxa sikhona sikwanise ukuthi sincedise abantu bathole ukubhala ama-affidavit abo awatsho ukuthi bengabahlali bakuleyo ndawo.
Alo-ke ngumnumzana Prince Dubeko Sibanda, ummeli weBinga North edalele ePhalamende engowe-MDCT, ube khuluma le Studio 7 ecingweni ekhona le eBinga. Lamhlanje kuhlelo lwe-Live Talk sixoxa ngokuxokozela okusebandleni leZANU-PF. Thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingenelani kuhlelo. Le balaleli Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington. Singakangena esigabeni esilandelayo othi ke sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Umvuzo omkhulu wokulondoloza ukuthula walo nyaka we-2017 Nobel Peace Prize unikwe inhlanganiso esebenzela ukutshabalaliswa kwezikhali zombhuqazwe ezenuclear elesigodlo sayo eGeneva, i-International Campaign to Abolish Nuclear Weapons, loba i-ICAN. Izulu eliza ngolaka lwesavunguzane se-Tropical Storm Nate libikwa selibangele imfa yabantu abedlula amachumi amabili e-Central America, lichaya liqonda e-USA, abantu abalichumi lanye bafa kwele Nicaragua, abayisikhombisa banyamalala. EZimbabwe selilungiselele uhlelo lokulungisisa iziqondiso ezisekela ukusetshenziswa kwempahla elungiswa elizweni ngokubanzi ukuguqula kancane okumunyethwe ngumthetho okhona wezokuthengiselana owe-statutory instrument 64 owalisa impahla ethile ukuba ingene evela phandle kwelizwe. Intatheli izindaba yethu uMark Peter Ntambe usethulela lolu daba eseHarare.
Ukusilela kwemisebenzi elizweni sokubangele ukuqonga kwenani labantu abaphila ngokuthenga lokuthengiselana, ikakhulu impahla evela kwamanye amazwe ethengeka ngentengo ephansi. Uhulumende ubambe umhlangano lenhlanganiso eziphatheka kwezokuthengiselana eHarare ukuze athole uluhlu olungabumba iziqondiso ezinje. Ingcitshi kwezokuthengiselana enhlanganisweni yeBuy Zimbabwe uMnumzana Kipson Kundani uthi basekela lolu hlelo ngoba lungaqinisa amabhizimusi akuleli luvule le misebenzi kodwa lungaleli abantu ukuba bethenge phandle kwelizwe.
We are calling for a level playing field, but which favors locals. We are calling for a carrot and stick kind of approach.
Umbathi Ntambo wezokulungiswa kwezinto lokuthengiselana nomnumzana Mike Bima uthi inhloso kahulumende ikwengezelela impahla elungiswa eZimbabwe kunye lesilinganiso sempahla ethengiselwa phandle kwelizwe ngokusekela amabhizimusi aselizweni.
Yadze zatakataura dzokuita transform IGC
esikufunayo njengohulumende import substitution lokwengezela ama exports yiko sifuna ukuguqula inhlanganiso ye-IDC ikuthi ibe ngephathisa ama-industry ngemali lokuthuthuka njengokwenzakala eZanzi Afrika.
Abantu abaphila ngokuthenga lokuthengisa bathi bathenga ngaphandle kwelizwe ngoba impahla itholakala ngentengo engcono ebenza bethole inzuzo ethe qaqa. Okhokhela inhlanganiso yamabhizimusi amakhulu ye-Confederation of Zimbabwe Industries CZI uMnumzana Sifelani Jabangu uthi lokhu kubangelwa lusekelo amanye amazwe anikeza amabhizimusi awo.
With regards to price, trade is war.
Sikhangela imbadalo lentengo ukuthengiselana yimbi sibili. Amanye amazwe azama ngendlela zonke ukusekela amabhizinisi abo ukwenzela ukuthi egcine ethengisa ngemali ephansi ebesethengisela kwamanye amazwe bewenza ama-supermarket abo.
Ngaphandle kwentengo uZulu uthi impahla etholakala ngaphandle kwelizwe ngebubikayo kuletholakala elizweni. UJabangu uthi njengamabhizimusi sebekhuthazana ukuba behambelane lokwenzakalala kwamanye amazwe. Phakathi komnyaka ka-2015 kusiya kumnyaka ka-2016 kube lokwehla okukhulu kokuthengwa kwempahla yaphandle kwelizwe okusesibangeni sokungamachumi amabili ekhulwini 20% kwengezelela ukulungiswa kwempahla yelizweni kwafika kusilinganiso sokungamachumi ayisithupha ekhulwini. Umhlangano wokuphana amacebo kulolu daba ungenwe ngabenhlanganiso ezigoqela i-CZI, Zimbabwe National Chamber of Commerce, ZNCC, Buy Zimbabwe lezinye. Ngimele iStudio 7 eHarare, nginguMark Peter Ntambe.
Maviki wonke ngolwesihlanu abantu bayabingelelana ebulenjini bokuzilibazisa beFacebook enkundleni yeVOA Indebele. Ake sizwe unkosazana Buhle Chuma, umnumzana Christian Leah lomnumzana Pritchard Ngwenya bebingelela izihlobo labangane.
Okokuqala bengithanda ukubingelela ugogo wami uMampofu enkayi kodakamela ozalima. Bese ngithanda ukubingelela umntana ngisomlandela abathi nenhlahla Gumede wendele Thezi. Bese ngiphinda ngithande ukubingelela ubaba wami ozala mina osenkayi esigabeni semaphasaphasa enyadi igama lakhe ngokufani Thuma. Bese ngiphinda ukubingelela ugogo wami ozala ubaba uMamlalazi. Ngaye ukhona ngale futhi emaphasaphasa ko enkaya. Ngithanda ukubingelela abantwana bami abasefela busi ezibube, uPrecious Ndlovu, uPatience Ndlovu, uBlessing Ndlovu. Bese ngithanda ukubingelela kubabawo ngigcine ngaye igama lakhe ngifara inqube. Ngiyababulisa nje bonke efamily lakhona ngithi abaphile bahlangabeze iDisemba ngempilo emnandi.
Silobaba-ke uPrecious Ngwenya.
Ngizabingelela umama wami eBhumoza enzali igwalo baba wami labo baba bonke bengu-3 amaphahla ngisabingelela ubhuti wami elowelini. Ngibingelela abodadewethu bonke abakobulawayo. Ngizabingelela usisu Nalungile enumber 6. Ngiyasengibingelela usisu Raymond Mahajule.
Ngizokuthosa lo Christian leya.
Ngizathanda ukubingelela umama okukhona lapha eHavroni. Labafowethu abasegoli. Lezihlobo nabangane abase ePlumtree esigabeni seMbangwe.
Hawu bonike mnumzana. So ke wena siwathanda yini ikhasi le VOA Ndebele?
Ngalithanda.
Bitchy was a Friday, my darling. Was a Friday, 7 to 4 was a Friday, my sweetie. Was a Friday, in a maling comine.
Kuliviki uhlelo Oza Friday iqembu Soul Brothers elaziwa kakhulu eZimbabwe ngokuthi ngamasololo sebekhwathe elinye idlalade elitsha elihlabusayo elikhanya lizakhathaza ngekhisimusi. Lidlalade lakuqala abalenzileyo ngemva kokuthiwa ngomunye wababili abavesele abayibo abasungula leli qembu uDavid Masondo ngomnyaka ka-2015. Intatheli izindaba e-Studio 7 uEzra Chisa Sibanda usethulela ingxoxo yakhe labo gandaganda.
Kujwayelekile ukuthi minyaka yonke iqembu le Soul Brothers liphawulele uzulu idlalathe elitsha abantu abadlala ngalo ikhisimusi. Ngomnyaka odlulileyo azange likhiphe idlalathe kulandela ukubhubha kukamasolo. Nansi izwise ingoma ekudlalathe lele. Ngwenya ongiyo sesele yedwa kwabaculi ababumba iqembu le Soul Brothers njalo olukhokhelayo uchaza ukuthi basebenze njani.
I-CD entsha ye Soul Brothers yaka 2017 ibizwa ukuthi Uphelile Umndeni Wami.
Njengoba ke uDavid Masondo bekunguye obecula uqembu lele, kuwo ke wena Ngwenya usebenze lobani kuleli dlalathe?
Lena yi-album eyokuqala esiyenzile since sashiwa uDavid Masondo. Kule album ngisebenze naye uSicelo Ndlela njengoba sihlale sisebenze naye noThokozani Radebe kanye noNkosinathi Ngwenya lo oculela eMpumelelo, yibo abafana abakuma voices kuzo zonke izingoma la kule album.
Ungwenya uthi idlalathe leli alikathengiselwa abantu.
Leli dlalathe le Soul Brothers elisha liyophuma ngo-October, towards the end of October, noma kanjani liyobe ligcula yonke indawo. Ngiyasiyazi abalandeli bethu balibheke ngamehla bovu, noma kanjani u-October lizobe selikhona.
Ungwenya uthi idlalathe leli alikathengiselwa abantu.
Ngithe ma ngihleli ngicabanga ngibona isimo esesingayo ku-Soul Brothers, ngathi ake sikhiphe le ncwadi ye-Soul Brothers, ibiography ye-Soul Brothers eshoyo ukuthi i-Soul Brothers yaqala kanjani, yaqala kuhobani otuze mthetho ozenzela umxhuno American Zulu David Masondo. Kuze kube manje njengoba sekuthele mina ngedwa, ngithe angithathele lithuba ngibhale incwadi ebizwa The Life and Times of Soul Brothers. Ikhuluma ngayo i-biography ye-Soul Brothers ukuthi sisukaphi, saqala kuphi, kanjani ukuze kube manje.
Kusenjalo kulogwalo olutsha olulotshwe nguye ke okaNgwenya oluthiwa The Life and Times of Soul Brothers in the Eyes of Black Moses Ngwenya, uthi kukhanya abantu abaningi banamukele kahle kakhulu lolu gwalo. Ubecabangeni aze alobe lolu gwalo?
Isol Brothers siyafisa ukuthi izodlala kweZimbabwe kulonyaka ngoba siyazi ukuthi kade abantu nabalandeli bethu besikhalela eZimbabwe ukuthi kanisiza nini. Siyafisa ukuza kulo December lo kukhona ubhuti esikhulumisana naye, kanti mangabe bekhona abanamandla ukukhulumisana nathi futhi size ngempela sizodlala noma amashow angaba 3 noma 4 eZimbabwe, singajabula kakhulu before kuphela unyaka.
Amasolo lo liqembu elasukela kudala, ukhanya abadala nabatsha bahlezi belithanda. Izingoma zabo eziningi kumadlalati abo bahlezi bebonga ngosekelo abanikezwa nguZulu weZimbabwe.
Kubalandeli bonke beSoul Brothers kuphi nakuphi bekhona, sicela ukubonga kakhulu isupport abasinike yona kuze kube namhlanje. Siyazi siyaqala nabo le band siyabafana abancane silako 15, 16, 17 years, namhlanje sesingamakhehla. Still abantu bayasupporta iSoul Brothers, bayathenga amarekhodi akudala namasha, even nabantu abancane nabadala bayaqhubeka bathenga lo mculo wethu. Siyabonga kakhulu support yenu, sibonge futhi nakubazali benu nina abadlala le ngoma nina nisesebancane emakhaya enu lapho emakhaya ngoDisemba. Siyababonga nabo abazali mangabe besaphila, mangabe sebahamba emhlabeni, mabalale ngokuthula. Siyabonga kini nonke balandeli beSoul Brothers, eyenu le band akuyona eyethu.
Wololo watsho kwamasondo. Umndeni wami lidlala nje elishisayo, liza kujabulisa njalo iqembu leli kalipheli moya kukukothandayo ogadaganda abakhanda besiya phambili orivalisayo ngenjabulo kuhlelo woza woza Friday wothi libe lempela viki enhle ngezo Jesus Banda imele iStudio 7 lapha ebilithani.
Siyabonga Ezra Chisa Sibanda ngokusipha uhlelo lwethu lwaliviki olwe Woza Friday. Singakehlukani ukuthi ke sikhangele inhloko zezinye zendaba ebezikhokhela. Ingxabangxoza iyaqhubekela phambili kumandla lezano PF. umkhokheli webandla leMDCT umnumzana Mokenzwangirai yena oyelatshwa umkhuhlane wemvukuzane kwele South Africa uthi usesizwa ngcono. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lalamhlanje livalelisayo igama nguChris Gande silichiya ku Studio 7 Live Talk lilale.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifana yokusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.